Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com, an organization I've been telling you about since 1999 when Ivan first started joining us. He's been a faithful and dedicated member of our Brain Trust ever since. And boy, howdy, has he taught us about networking. We're all smarter for having known Ivan. Ivan, thanks again for being here. We're talking about tips to pay attention to when you're traveling abroad. The second one, the first one was make sure you have an itinerary that keeps you in good shape and keeps you out of trouble, keeps you on schedule. All right, the second one is a different one. The way the people live their lives wherever you're going, right?
Yeah, well, your second one is about customs and cultures. You really need to have a fairly decent understanding of the cultures and the customs of the country you're going into. For example, in many cultures, Japan and India included, most Asian countries, it's customary to spend a lot of time reading someone's business card. In Japan, they call it the Maishi ritual, where you bow and hand a card.
With both hands,
yeah. And,
you reach out.
Yeah, and it's more than just doing that. You're supposed to comment on the card and never, ever, ever, ever write on a card.
Right.
And don't even ask if it's okay to write on a card.
Don't pick your teeth with it, for sure.
Don't pick your teeth with it, no. So it's really important to understand the customs. And this is where talking to someone in advance really helps. There are some websites. There's a pretty decent website. They've worked on it recently and brought it up to date. ExecutivePlanet.com.
Huh.
ExecutivePlanet.com. I really like that website. If you're going to a country and you don't know much about the culture of that country, you want to go there.
You really need to know, folks, because it's amazing what you'll find. I mean, if you go to an Arab country, don't cross your legs in front of your host.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the potential to show him the bottom of your shoe, which is an insult.
It is, and there's just a number of other things. When I was in Malaysia, I went to shake the hand of a Malaysian businesswoman, and that was a no-no. You know,
That was when you got booked in Malaysia, right? We had to go get you out of jail.
Yeah, go get me out of jail.
You spent 3 days in a Malaysian prison or something.
The woman I was about to shake her hand was very polite about it and spoke to me about it.
And she slapped your hand and said...
Yeah, so if you can have someone who just gives you the lay of the land, hey, you know, look for this, don't do that. When you see somebody like this is how you behave, really helps a whole lot. Because here's a tough one. Everyone, remember this. Don't use slang.
Right.
When you're in other countries, don't use slang. It will get you in so much trouble. So you got to be really cautious.
Give us an idea of how slang would get you in trouble.
I was in Africa, and I said, we'll keep you in the loop.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a couple days later when someone said, okay, I finally figured out what you were talking about, keeping me in the loop.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, I know better than using slang. You don't have that expression here. He said, oh, no, we have that expression. It means we'll keep you pregnant. I said, no, that's really not what I.
It's like the GM car that they the Nova, yeah, means no go.
No go, yeah, won't go. So yeah, be cognizant of slang. That's a big one. Here's the third one. The third item to keep in mind: be conscious of your body language, which is what you were talking about with the feet. Things that you do in one country may mean something completely different in another country. Even handshakes.
Oh yeah, or hand gestures. I mean,
the okay,
putting your forefinger and your thumb together.
Yep.
In South America, means something totally different there.
Yes.
So thumbs up is a good, forefinger and thumb together not good.
Yeah, and here's a simple one. You know where you take a fist and you pound it into your palm,
right?
Like you're making a point,
right?
You know, you have a fist and pound it in your palm.
Right.
Well, in some Asian countries, that's the middle finger.
Oh yeah,
and so. You know, I did that, and luckily
with
the training with just one person, and he stopped me and said, "Whoa, stop! When you're in our country,
don't do that.
Like, why?
They'll cut your hand off."
Oh yeah, so you know, this is where it's good to talk to people.
But if you've made some attempt,
yes,
to make it sound like you've done some homework.
Yes.
And some of the other things we're going to talk about in a little bit, and some of the things we already talked about, people are going to recognize that you just tripped on this landmine, no way for you to know, because you've already made some deposits with them, some goodwill deposits, right?
Yeah, generally speaking, that's true. I have had a couple of occasions where people didn't know me, and I did something or used a phrase that was completely inappropriate in that country, and they got upset. But almost always, you're right, Jim, if they know who you are, they know about you. They're going to give you some grace,
mm-hmm.
But you only get away with so much.
Are they laugh at you? That's one thing that's happened to me before.
Don't laugh. I have one story that it ends with. You know, I snap my fingers and I say, "New pants for her, please." Well, in the United Kingdom, new pants are underwear. And so when you're talking about, you know, new underwear for her, please, it's just not that funny. It makes people uncomfortable. And so
out of prison and all these places.
When I did that to an audience of 900 people and you could hear a pin drop,
I need to move on here.
I did something wrong.
Hold on to that thought, Ivan. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. BNI.com, Business Network International. BNI is his organization. I encourage you to check them out. And we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.